seus irmãos.
Drinking so much. Wrap my hands around a tree instead. Could I survive? Take me.
and disease. With all of these, who can survive this life?
That is the Lady Valley.
Wow. Okay, that was a little Amy Honey there. Oh, that was hopeless. That was so sad. I know her quite well. You put me into, I don't know, a rut there, Amy. Anyways, that's Amy Honey with her song Hopeless off of her brand spanking new album here at CITR entitled Pioneer Woman. Very good, Amy. Very impressive. I like it. Okay. So anyways, she has a new album out, and I do believe she's going on tour, if I'm not mistaken. And 12 songs in this new album, and it was recorded in Victoria. I'm reading right here. I should know this, but anyways. It was recorded just over a year ago by Tolan McNeil at Lucky Mouse Studios in Victoria. There you go. Okay. I'm your host, Anita B., and the name of this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And, yeah, I haven't been here in a while due to various reasons, but I am now here. And I'm with you guys until 8 o'clock. And the whole point of the show is Canadian music. So let's move on and listen to some more of that. Okay, so we are going to move on and listen to something from this new album, newish. It's been out, I guess, a few months. It's the Mint Records compilation CBC Radio 3 Sessions. That's what it's called. And it features 15 songs, obviously all Mint Records artists. And how about we listen to something from, let's be different today, because I've played songs off of this one a fair amount. So let's listen to, you know, can you tell I'm just such a total last minute kind of going by the seat of my pants kind of person? I could have figured this out before, but no, that's just too obvious. Oh, as I'm going. Okay, let me just tell you who's on this album. So we got Nico Case, Pluto, Cobb the New Pornographers, Wavos, The Organ, The Smugglers, The Gay, Duotang, Newtown Animals. I think let's listen to something from The Smugglers, and that would be track number 8. It's a short song, not always the kinds of songs that DJs want to play because they have things to do. Hint to budding new musicians who want to put out records. The shorter your songs are, sometimes the less they get played. That's at least what I experienced myself. So this is a 1:53 song. Okay, this is B-A-B-E from The Smugglers off this new Mint Records compilation CBC Radio 3 Sessions on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Sweeter is better than sick. So let's rock it tonight.
Wanting to sweep me. Relax. Quite relax. Listen to my voice. You are getting sleepy. Nothing but my voice. Thank you.
from Vancouver. That is Junior Major, and I need to admit that I know nothing about them except that they have a CD here at our station, CITR, and I've kind of seen their name, you know, thrown around here and there, and that's it, though. But I'm glad I played them, and I got to tell you, I just sort of played them like cold. I was like, oh, let's throw this in and see how good it is, and I've done that. I try not to do it, but I do that sometimes, and thank God I didn't have to hit stop. I've done that before. I've actually hit stop before, and I've been like, oh, I can't play that. That's so bad. But good for you. Way to go, Junior Major. I quite like you guys. That was good. It was very almost reminiscent of Sonic Youth a bit. I like that. So cool. Okay, and then before that, we heard another really good song. That was Sleep Mask from the Tijuana Bibles. And they have a song that is featured on this, I don't know, like 50-song compilation entitled Killed by Canada. Killed by Canada. I swear I haven't been drinking. That just came out funny. Okay. And then we heard something from the Smugglers on another compilation. That's the Mint Records CBC Radio 3 Sessions. Yes. The song we heard was called Babe. And I'm your babe. I'm Anita B. I'm the host of this show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the focus, the purpose, the objective, the point of this 6:30 to 8 o'clock every Wednesday except the first one of the month show is Canadian music. That's what goes on here. All right. So I've played a few more obscure stuff, and I'm going to play a guilty pleasure. Yes, I will. I'm going to play something from, and I had a request for it last time. And I sometimes have stuff by Limlifter here. Sometimes I do. And I decided to bring some Limlifter today. Yay. So Limlifter is a band that, oh, they may still be around. I'm not sure. But they've been around for, wow, well over a decade, I think. Yeah, that would be true. Because this album is from 1996, and I was quite fond of it. Still am. Henceforth, I still have it. And I was living in Windsor / Detroit at the time. And this album was being played massively on a Windsor / Detroit radio station. When I say / because it was broadcast from Windsor, but 90% of the listening audience was in Detroit. So anyways, that was Limlifter and Three Piece out of Vancouver. So I'm going to play us the song that wasn't played a lot back then. Well, I really like the song. I'll tell you, there's Vicious, Cordova, Tinfoil. Actually, all of them are good. So how about I play, oh, maybe Pinata. Well, yeah, let's go weird today. I'll play Pinata, that song number 13. This is my guilty pleasure, and it's yours as well, on CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC. This is Limlifter.
The bomb shall come in a violin tango, blindfold and swing, bad moods in a spiral. Give soft presence, acquaintance, assaulting spirits, raging skull as I burst my. My opinion, my opinion, my opinion. Smash all over, defy my breath. We were a
contact. High from the real life adventures where I
church while my family died.
Wow. That's something new from, who is that? That's the Arcade Fire. Yes, they have a totally new album out. It just came out, a matter of weeks ago. And it is called Neon Bible. And that song is called Intervention. And the album is really good. It took me, well, we had a pre-release. We had a copy, an advance copy of the song Black Mirror. And the song Black Mirror is pretty good, and it's not bad. But then when I heard this album, I started to really get more so into maybe the other songs. I mean, Black Mirror is good. I guess my point is that the thing about the Arcade Fire is that it's not always instantly likable, their songs. Their songs are good, and you listen to them, and you go, yeah, well, I don't dislike them. But I find that with each listen, you gain so much more into the song and you like it more and more and more. And I think that those are the best kind of songs out there. If you know what I'm saying, capiche? There you go. Right. So that's the beauty of the Arcade Fire. They have that, they have a long shelf life. All right. So anyways, I am your host, Anita B. of the show Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am going to move on, and we're going to listen to some more Canadian music. Oh, but before I do, I suppose I should tell you what we listened to. We heard something before the Arcade Fire from the New Pornographers. The song was from Blown Speakers from their 2003 Mint Records release Electric Version. And before that, we heard something from another Vancouver band, Limlifter, with their song Pinata from their self-titled album from like 11 years ago. Okay, that's right. Now let's move on, and we're going to hear more local music. Yes, we are. There's a newer compilation here at the station. It's called The Music Appreciation Society Presents Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And the cover of it is pretty bleak, and I guess they really have captured the bleakness of our winter. I suppose it's on purpose. So anyways, there's this picture of some downtown buildings amidst some dark, foggy grayness. But then when you flip open the cover, you hit this really bright yellow. So, you know, again, I never really noticed. I'm thinking I'm liking this CD graphic design, actually. And then when you take the CD off, like, you know, the actual jewel case, then there's this beautiful sort of sunset, like, majestic scene. Yeah, whoever designed this. Actually, let me find out who did it, and I'll tell you all. What does it say? Oh, okay. So the Charles H. Scott Gallery. I can't really tell. Doesn't really say. Oh, who designed it? Somebody tell me who designed it. Oh, well, I think maybe it was done by somebody at the Emily Carr Institute of Art and Design, possibly. That can make it. That can make sense. Okay. Anyways, we're gonna hear something from the Battles. They are one of many local bands on this record, and we're gonna hear the song "Bed of Rice." There you go. So, "Bed of Rice" from the Battles is coming up. Let's make sure I'm all set here, and I am. Okay. And you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And as I mentioned, almost every show I do here, because I come in once a week down here. Sometimes it's once every 2 weeks, depending on, because this show runs every Wednesday except the first Wednesday of each month. So mark that on your calendar. Anyways, as I come to the campus, I notice immense changes. This campus is developing just at a staggering rate, phenomenally building up and tearing down, but mostly building up. And oh my goodness, way more buildings again this time. I mean from 1 week to the next to barely be able to keep track of what's going on is just crazy craziness here at UBC. Anyways, here you go. This is the Battles on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To expect me to What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Oh,
originally from Guelph and now living in Toronto. That's the Constantines. The song we heard was Young Lions off their album from a few years ago, Shine a Light. That record was released on Three Gut Records, and I do know that they had, they've released at least one or maybe a couple on Sub Pop as well. Really good band to check out, and I do think, oh my god, I think they're actually playing the 12th, if I'm not mistaken. There is, we do have here, let me look it up right now for all of us. The 12th would be like tomorrow, right? We do have a public service announcement. Yeah, the Constantines playing April 12th. Why don't I play that right now? There we go. Let's listen to what our burly little system has to tell us about the Constantines.
On Thursday, April 12th, CITR 101.9 FM presents live at Rocked Thursdays at the Plaza Club, featuring the Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk. Tickets available at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat, and High Life. For more information, visit www.clubzone.com.
The Constantines, John Ray and the River, and Lady Hawk, Thursday, April 12th at the Plaza. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
To look, to spy, the strange winds blow.
Wow, not only is it the Constantines, but it's Lady Hawk. Oh, good golly. I should be going to that tomorrow night. Actually, I have to go to some other event, which is definitely not even one-fifth as exciting as that would be. Wow. Okay, I hope you all got that there. Yeah, I like Lady Hawk a lot. Okay, anyways, back to our music. So let me explain to you what we listened to. Okay, so that was the Constantines, obviously. Before that, we heard Thrush Hermit with their song North Dakota from their 97 album Sweet Home Wrecker. That, by the way, was their only major label release. Interesting, isn't it? And then we had Fun 100, something from their last album. When I say last, it's called Goodbye. That's it. They're done. The name of that song was Shitty Band. But they're not. I hope they're not talking about themselves. Well, they can't be because they're not. Okay. What else did we hear in there? I think that was it. All right. Let's move on. And I have a few things for us to listen to. Number one, as I'm shuffling around here, I'm going to play something from this compilation, which I like to play. It's called O Canada. It is a collection of Canadian punk rock covers, and it's a Lance Rock Records release. And it came out 12 years ago. For all you people who remember that 12 years ago, it was 1995. Good golly. Okay, so there's 14 songs on this. And basically, it is Canadian bands doing covers of not only Canadian bands, but, for example, oh, no, wait a second. No. Okay, so there are some Canadian bands covering other Canadian bands. But then there's also some American bands and other bands. Like, for example, Man or Astro Man from the South, from the States. I think Alabama, they do a cover. Who else is from the States or not from Teen Generate? They're from Japan. They do a cover of a Teenage Head song. Okay, but the one I'm going to play for us is one I quite like, and it is an American band. It is the Fastbacks out of Seattle, who I adore. I quite like them. Here's the deal. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I play all Canadian music, and my name is Anita B, by the way. But this counts because it's the Fastbacks who are covering the Modernette song Won't Have to Worry. So, yes, it's an American band, but we're covering a local Canadian band. There you go. The Modernettes, who are from Vancouver, and as of, I guess, the end of December, actually played a show. They got back together. Apparently, I think only one of the original guys was there playing the show, and he was surrounded by young people, and apparently his appearances changed greatly. That's all I'll say. But anyways, here we go. We have the Fastbacks with this Modernettes cover, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you. what? It came out or something?
Vox bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Wow, wow.
Okay, that is New Sloan for you. They have a 30-song album out, new, of course, called Never Hear the End of It. And, you know, I don't know. I've heard a few songs off of it, and it's fair. I'd say it's fair. Maybe I'll find us a better tune next time. Not to say that was bad, but, you know, back when I think to, like, 94 and... Oh, you know, the big album then. Oh, the big, what's it called? DGC release, I think. Oh, geez. Maybe some of the magic is missing. But what can I say? Maybe I need to listen more to the album. Anywho, before that, we heard some magical music from Tricky Woo with the song Making Time from the compilation entitled Serpent Gasoline Volume 1. And that is a, what are they called? Oh, yeah, Grenadine Records compilation that was released back in 99. There's two that I know of. There's Volume 1 and Volume 2. And that was when Tricky Woo, I guess, were in the genre of garage rock. That's a good way of putting it. Versus kind of their more psychedelic later releases. And I'm not even sure what the deal is with Tricky Woo, if they're still around or what, but, you know, I like them. Before that, we heard the incredibly famous song. What is it actually called? Let me tell you. That's the Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet song I played. It's called Having an Average Weekend. And that song you can find on their album, which is called Savvy Showstoppers. And I swear it's from like 1991. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then I'll just call it the Kids in the Hall theme song. There you go. It's actually called Having an Average Weekend. Yep. And it's one of the longest songs they have on that album, that of like, I don't know, 30 songs. Most songs are like a minute and a half, something like that. And that one was like 3.5 minutes. And it recalls so many happy memories for myself, you know, and probably a good chunk of you guys. Kids in the Hall is just such an amazing show and so funny. And it really, I guess, because most of Kids in the Hall, I think it started, Kids in the Hall was like in 89. That was the first year the show started. And it went up to, I think, 93. Yes, I think so. And then Kids in the Hall, or no, sorry. I think it was 89 to possibly 94. Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy, that movie came out in, I think, 95. And it just totally defines an era for myself and probably for you guys too. Like, just the hairstyles, the jeans, everything. But, you know, as much as it's definitely set in its own time, it encapsulates that time. It's the humor and the talent there is timeless. Oh, so good. I love them. Get a box set. Get yourself, buy yourself some Kids in the Hall stuff. It'll make you happy. Okay. Well, I think that's all I played for us. Okay, good. There was some fastbacks in there too before that, but I might have mentioned that. Anyways, we have 18 minutes of this show, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And coming up at 8 o'clock should be Val Cormier. So usually she's in a little earlier than this. She could be having a replacement, a fill-in, but we'll see. So she's here. Val Cormier's here until 10, so 8 until 10. And then we have Juice Box with Julia S. from 10 to 11. That is right. Okay, so what can I tell you guys? Oh, yeah, I got some good stuff for you. Got some good stuff for me, too. We are going to be listening to some older stuff. You can't go wrong with anything from the Last Call Vancouver Independent Music compilation from Zulu Records or Zulu Music. What is it? Zulu? Just Zulu. Yeah, Zulu Records. This is a double compilation encapsulating the best of the Vancouver scene from 77 to 88. And I often like to play, what do I usually play? I usually play the Modernettes and the Pointed Sticks. The Pointed Sticks. It's all about the Pointed Sticks lately for me. I'm going to play Los Populares. And the Los Populares, or Los, I'm not sure. I need to take Spanish lessons, and it is my goal. Okay, let me give you a little deal about, a little rundown on Los Populares. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to read to you. I'm going to cheat. I'm just going to read to you what it says in this, the liner notes. And when I talk about liner notes for, you know, a CD, this is definitely, I don't know, like a 25-page book. Yes, maybe even longer than that. It's the kind of liner notes insert that you really have to jam in there, make sure it's all fit in properly before you close it, or else it never will close. Anyways, so Los Populares. The name of the song I'm going to play for you is called Can't Come Back, but this is the deal. So initially known as Los Radicos Populares, the formation of this local supergroup generated high expectations. Featuring plenty of X's, Los Radicos Populares began as a loose, low-key outfit. The band members were ex-Active Dog vocalist Bill Shirt, ex-Young Canadian Art Bergman on guitar and vocals, ex-Modernette Buck Cherry on guitar, ex-Pointed Sticks Tony Bardock and Gord Nickel on bass and keyboards, respectively, and ex-Stiffs / Rabid member Zippy Pinhead on drums. Eventually, the group made the natural progression into a more serious band. As Los Populares, the group released a 7-inch single and the 12-inch EP Born Free that featured Can't Come Back. Though they played lots of concerts in their 2-year existence, Most of their great melodic pop tunes were unfortunately never properly recorded. Can't Come Back is a sample of Los Populeros at their best. There you go. Now you know everything you need to know about this release. Los Populeros here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, that was Los Populeros, as I mentioned, and I'm going to play us another song from the Vancouver, what's it called again? The Last Call Vancouver Independent Music wonderful compilation from 77 to 88. But before I do, I will tell you that Jim has come in, and he will be filling in for Val tonight. So Jim is here from 8 to 10, and that's it. I guess I will be, I know I'll be here next week, so I'm signing off, I suppose. And you'll have another, oh, I don't know, 10 minutes of Canadian music to enjoy. Okay, so yes, I decided to chat because my Pointed Stick's favorite song, which is, of course, Real Thing, song 10, is on the same CD. So there you go. Okay, I sound a little stuffy, don't I? So here we go. Here is the Pointed Stick's with their song, The Real Thing. And you are, of course, listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Waiting for the real.